Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Good evening or good day, depending on where you are. But boys and girls, we know it must be Sunday because all of the families are home today. There's no school. There's no work. We're just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, of course, Untold Bedtime Stories is a family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandmas, nanas, grandpa, papi, aunts, uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. Now, our fantastic host, you know, boys and girls, is Starfish. And Starfish is having a really nice day. And I don't even know if she's even sleeping in the ocean. But she also brought two friends with her.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing? Well, I wasn't asleep, but I was daydreaming and imagining in my mind a place where I have always dreamed. And I have two of my favorite friends here with me. One is our youth coach, Alara. The other one is Ava. Say hi to boys and girls.
Hi.
And Ava, tell us how old you are.
I'm 10.
Oh, awesome. And Alara, how old are you?
9.
You're going to be great youth co-hosts, aren't you?
Oh, wow. That is great. So they're on the East Coast while I'm on the West Coast, so it's still sunny and bright here.
Exactly. Well, our sun is going down. Your sun is brightly shining.
Right. And we're so glad that everyone is joining us from Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and coming to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories again. So we
And we were talking about dreams.
Yes.
What do dreams mean to you? Ava, when you dream, have you ever had fun dreams or scary dreams?
Sometimes I have scary ones, but most of the time they're fun.
Oh, dreaming is so much fun because your imagination can just take off. Alara, can you tell us a fun dream that you might have had one time?
I was on a roller coaster. And the roller coaster dropped really fastly. And for most people, that's not fun, but for me, that was so fun. And then when you got off the roller coaster, I'm like, ah!
Yes, because Alara loves roller coasters. So maybe to some people, that dream might be scary. But to Alara, that is
amazing, awesome, fantastic!
Yes. We love dreaming here.
And so do we. And as we had mentioned before, and we're so excited to be able to talk about dreams because dreams can be so pleasant and also dreams can be almost like a nightmare, which is to me would be, you know, Starfish would be like a roller coaster ride. But I like to hear the kids playing. Do you hear them?
I don't know. Let me see if I hear them. Do you hear any kids playing yet?
No,
I don't. When kids play, that means it is time to have fun. But I don't think I see any kids playing here on the East Coast. But I'm sure kids are playing on the West Coast. They're running outside. Hear them playing. It sounds like even a Lara. Wow, they are certainly having fun.
They are, and we have Dejan, who came out here to go to USC to practice playing football. He's out there having fun, too, with his boys.
Exactly. And you know what, Aunt Jules? Dreaming allows me to energize, discover, find out mystery, and I could even build the bridge from unconsciousness to consciousness, because sometimes the dreams that I had can come true.
I know, Starfish, because that's what you were talking about, daydreaming, so you can do it at night just as well as you can do it during the day. And that's why it's so important to be able to every Sunday join us so that we can help you to be able to have that, because it energizes you so that you can be able to have the energy for the next day to be able to scream just like the two people that are there that you have with you.
Yes, that's how we let out our energy.
And we will be also having someone else join us, and they can tell us about their dreams, because I know that Ava and Elvira have dreams, too, that they would like to share with us later on into the program.
Oh, they certainly have many dreams. And, as you know, last week, our word of the day was hero. Today, our word of the day is dreams. Dream, dream, dream.
Now, did you know that we have a very special song for that to get kids all in the mood?
For dreaming?
Imagine that. Imagine.
Exactly. When we dream, we have imagination. What does imagination mean to you, Alara?
Imagination means ponies and rainbows and a fantasy world.
Oh, what does imagination mean to you, Ava, when you think of imagination?
Fun.
Fantasy. Oh, these are awesome words. And fun and fantasy. And I think we have a great dreamer coming on. Hello, who's our caller? Hello.
Hey, it's Eden.
Hi, Eden. How are you? Our youth co-host want to say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
And our youth co-hosts are Jeff. Can you remember, and Eden, can you tell everyone how old you are?
I'm 12 years old.
12. Can you remember when you were 10 or 9?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This is what these girls are, 10 and 9 right now, and I know they can have dreams just like you.
Definitely.
And we certainly know that, and Eden, this is Aunt Jewel, and I'm so glad that you're back with us, because Eden, you remember when you came on my first show and you were 7 years old and you had these big, big dreams. Do you want to share to the kids what made you have such big dreams at 7 and still having dreams?
Well, at 7 years old, I think every child should have a dream to follow for as a start. But as you get older, you those dreams get bigger because you find out, like, more things and you know more things. So, yeah. So it never stops getting bigger and bigger. And the more you know, the bigger your dreams are.
Now, what were some of your dreams? Would you like to share that with the boys and girls and certainly with Ava? Because I think that she would like to be something that you are now, and you're not even an adult.
Well, when I was younger, I wanted to be a judge. And
right.
That's still an option for me, but it's not my top option anymore. Now I would like to be a chemist, because I found out about chemistry last year in sixth grade. And then I do want to be an entertainer, because that's what I'm good at now. And I think I should stick to that because I'm very good at it. And I want to also be a writer. I write stories now, and it's very fun. And I would also like to be a designer, because I like designing, especially exterior and interior, which is like outside your house and inside your house, like your gardens and stuff. That's mainly because I got this dream a long time ago that taught me how to do that, and right now I'm doing my nails, and that is designing also, so yes.
These co-hosts here are just glowing, and you know why? Because you have said keywords, writing, interior design, acting. That's exactly what Ava and Alara want to do. And they have some questions for you, actually, Eden. Alara is going to go first.
What was your inspiration?
My first inspiration for being an actress was, at first, when I was five, I used to go on auditions and stuff, but when I was five, I wasn't that dedicated. You know, I saw something glittery, and I was like, oh, I want that. But, my inspiration for being an actress was seeing all these people on TV and stuff. I was like, oh, I want to be like them because of the fame and fortune. But then I started doing it, and I was like, oh, this is so much fun. I started doing it for the fun of it and how, like, it made me feel good inside for entertaining. And then for being a chemist, in science, it was really the only thing I understood. And it was the best thing. I was best at chemistry, and I started to like it a lot. So I like chemistry. And for exterior, interior, fashion, and art, makeup, hair, design, I found it fascinating where you can do art with many things and not only on paper and with pencil. And for writing, I started something happens to me in life, I just started writing it down on paper, and that's what got me into writing, so yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And Miss Ava has a question for you, too.
What do you want to be known as when you're trying to reach your goal?
Excuse me?
What do you want to be known as when you're trying to reach your goal?
She just said, what did you want to be known as when you're trying to reach your goal?
Oh, okay, so, sorry, I have hearing problems. But so what do I want to be? I want to be known as, I want to stay humble, because many people, when they start doing things and they start getting really good at it and all that stuff, they, like, start getting cocky and they start, like, they start being kind of, like, know-it-alls and show-offs, and for some people that takes away friendship. You can lose friendship. So I want to be known as a humble person, a great person, a very nice person, but also stay talented and working hard. Yeah.
Wow, that's very good.
Thank you.
And I think that one of the other things that you've done, too, is that all of these things you had to have somebody behind you to even help you to get where you are today. And you did work very hard.
and you had a goal, and each time you accomplished something, and each time you just raise it just a little bit higher.
Definitely.
Exactly, and that reminds me of one of the songs I would love to play, called Being Fabulous by Jaheim, because these girls who are surrounding me, Eden, Ava, Alara, are certainly all fabulous.
They are.
Thank you.
Said, and that song just made you want to dance and made you want to dream some more and set goals. And I think that before we even leave, and she had talked about she wanted to be humble. So humble, she didn't even tell us what she's already done.
Oh, my goodness. Eden, tell us your dreams. Oh, tell us your your accomplishments, actually.
Okay. Well, when I, well, 2 years ago, I did Fences with Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and Chris Chalk. And just ended last year, I did Lion King 2 on Broadway.
Just to name a few, and can you imagine, boys and girls, after doing all that, tons of rehearsals and tons of memorizing all kinds of things, and even formulas, she even did a charity.
Yeah, exactly. I made a charity called Angels in the Sky, and it's the sky spelled S-K-Y-E, and yep, and technically I just do random acts of kindness for people who sometimes don't have the ability to do certain things, or sometimes this is their last chance to see something, or stuff like that, you know, or people that just do nice things.
Well, Sasha, she can certainly say, and also to her mother's credit and her dad's credit, that she is definitely humble, and she is definitely still the same sugar yam that we met
ages ago.
the Supreme Court judge who will make some discovery with stem cells some way, somehow, we know that we will not hear the last from Eden, and she's only 12, and she's already accomplished all those things. So, Eden, thank you so much for coming on for Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we know we're going to have you again.
Certainly.
Bye. See you later, alligator.
Thanks so much, Eden, for coming on.
All right, bye.
See you later, alligator. So you have anything else you want to say before you go and do all the things that you're going to do and getting ready for school?
I know. We need to do our checklist before the boys and girls fall asleep.
Of course.
Now, what do you do when you get ready for bed, Eden?
Well, when I get ready for bed, usually what I do is I get my clothes together for the next day. I do my nails so that they match my clothes for the next day. And then I get everything out for the next day, get everything ready for the next day. Then I take a shower, wash my face, and I brush my teeth. I put my pajamas on, and I watch a little bit more TV before I go to sleep. Of course, I have to eat before all that, but yeah.
Wow, what a wonderful checklist. So as we say goodbye to Eden, we're going to play our bedtime checklist. Eden, thanks so much for coming on.
Right, and we're going to have you come on again, Eden, to talk about, of course, your writing and your designing. We're so excited and so thrilled that you are not staying still.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Eden.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Are you sleepy yet?
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed?
Wow, that is our Aunt Jo bedtime checklist. And I want to know, Alara, what do you do to prepare to go to bed?
Well, first, I change into my pajamas.
Do you have favorite PJs?
Yeah, candy cane.
Wow.
It's like candy pajamas. And then I brush my teeth. Then I go to the bathroom. Then I read my book and watch TV. And then I sleep.
Wow, sleeping. That's a great checklist. And Ava, what's your checklist?
First I put my pajamas on, then I go brush my teeth. Then I get into bed and read, and then I go to bed.
These are great checklists, right, Aunt Joelle?
Oh, definitely they are. And you have to be able to make sure that you check every one of them because they are very, very important before you go to bed. Papa's favorite pajamas, you've got those slippers, and you have to give your mommy and daddy a kiss and a hug. You can't forget that.
Of course, Aunt Joelle.
Oh,
and we have a caller.
Oh, let's hear the person.
We have a caller in, and I think Ava and Alara would like to ask them a question. Let's see it. Hello, how are you? Who is speaking?
My mom's speaking. Hi, Mom.
Maybe she wants to say something to her daughter.
I think she's shy. Oh, I heard her.
Giving some words of encouragement. It's always so good to be able to have parents because they are your support system and make you want to do things. So both of you guys, you have your favorite toothbrush, and are you getting ready to get in that bed with a snuggly pillow or your favorite teddy bear or even maybe your doll?
And boys and girls, as we prepare to go to bed, you know what we're going to do at the end is read a bedtime story. That's what Aunt Jewel Bedtime Story is all about, of course. And we have two wonderful books because, as we said before, today is about dreaming. And I think we have another caller coming on. Hello. Hello. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, one.
Could this be Shelly?
Hi, it is.
Oh. Our youth has been waiting all day, and they're so excited right now. They're just glowing that you have called in.
Oh, good. I just want to preface this by saying I have bad reception right now, unfortunately, in my house. So if I get disconnected, that's technical difficulties and nothing that I can control.
Oh, no problem. You are coming loud and clear right now.
Oh, good.
I just want to welcome you to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Of course. I'm very honored to be on the show.
Thanks so much for calling. Today we are talking about dreams and how we have accomplished our dreams. And you have certainly accomplished a lot, particularly in an area that is very, very one of Ava's interests, very much.
Would that be fashion?
Yes.
Yes, I was very, very fortunate to have the support of my parents in pursuing my dreams. And I would say that played a large factor in how I ended up doing what I wanted to do in life, which is to design women's evening wear.
And how did you even share that with them? Because that's something that Ava and Alara were talking about earlier.
How did I get my parents to realize my dream?
Right, exactly.
Well, it happened one summer that I quite remember when I was preparing to go away to a soccer camp. I was a soccer player growing up, and I just couldn't wrap my head around attending another soccer camp, which was very physically grueling, and the early rising to play soccer at 6 in the morning, I just could not wrap my head around wanting to do that. So instead, I sat down and began drawing dresses. And when my mother saw that my sketches were quite articulate in terms of what I was passionate about drawing, I think that's when she had an aha moment and was like, oh, maybe this girl can do something more than just play soccer or kick a ball around. So that's how they were able to realize that I was passionate about fashion design.
She put it on the refrigerator?
No. I actually started a portfolio. I kept it in a folder, and every sketch that I would make, I added to the portfolio.
Oh, do you guys hear that? Do you hear that? How she saved those pictures and what she did and how her parents helped her?
Wow. Alara has a question for Shelly.
Sure.
How old were you when you first started doing fashion?
I was probably 20, 18 or 20. When I first started sketching, when I probably sketched my first dress. But prior to that, I always knew I loved looking at the fashion magazines and reading Vogue and Vanity Fair. And I just didn't know how that my liking of fashion would manifest itself. But I started sketching, and there you had it.
And here's Ava, who actually is going to London for fashion, and she's going to meet a designer. What is the designer's name?
Matthew Williamson.
Matthew Williamson?
Yes.
He's a very well-known designer.
Miss Ava has a question for you.
Sure.
What have you accomplished since you knew you wanted to be a designer?
What I accomplished was I went to Parsons, the New School for Design, and I studied fashion design there for about 2 years after I graduated university. And from there, while I was in school, I held numerous internships, one with a very well-known designer at the time in New York City who was known for dressing women on the red carpet. And from there, I actually got into the retail side of fashion, which I also thought was important because as a designer, it's always good to know how your customer or client will respond to the product that is designed. So retail allowed me to interact one-on-one with the customer to see to hear their feedback firsthand on how they felt about clothing and fit. And that in turn has allowed me to be a better designer, more conscious designer. And I keep the customer's feedback in mind whenever I sit down to create my dresses now.
Cool.
So that's how I got started, and that's where it's taken me to this point.
Wow, that is a great path that you certainly, I know Ava wants to start in that path, and she wants to go to Parsons. That's one of her dreams.
That's amazing. Well, I would say a good thing for Ava to do if she's serious about pursuing fashion design is to start sketching, get some designs together, and upon finishing school, look to Parsons. It was a great institution.
Can you tell the boys and girls what exactly is sketching? What does that mean? Does that mean doing something in charcoal? Can you do it on the driveway? Can you do it with finger painting?
There are all kinds of mediums that you can sketch with. The art of sketching is just getting ideas that you have put away in your head that no one can know exist except for you, but putting those designs and ideas onto paper. So sketching doesn't have to be anything formal or finished or polished. It can just be a loose representation of what you were thinking.
Wow, that certainly sounds like you need imagination, too.
Absolutely. Everyone
definitely
can use an imagination in everything that they do.
We're so excited, Shelly, that you called, and we love hearing about all your dreams, and you've accomplished so much, and you still continue to soar.
Absolutely. And she also had a flair of dressing, even when she was very small and doing dress-ups.
I did know what I liked to wear from a very early age, despite my own mother's taste.
Right.
So I think the sketching allowed me to assert my design style above what my mother was liking to dress me in.
And that is the imagination that Starfish and also Sheld is talking about, boys and girls. You have it. It's there. Even when you're sleeping, it's probably there. And to share it is wonderful.
Exactly.
And I want to thank Sheld also for coming on and sharing with the boys and girls and getting their wheels turning when they're sleeping, some of the things that they might not do and let other people know, but they start to think about it when they're asleep. And then when they wake up, they bridge the gap and they'll share it with everyone, which is what you did with your mom and dad and your auntie too.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and good luck with all your dreams and aspirations.
And are you sleepy yet, Tushel?
I am a bit sleepy, but, you know, I have not had dinner yet, so I'm about to go sit down to some beautiful Sunday dinner, I think.
Well, start your checklist. That's the first thing on the checklist. Have some food. Have some dinner.
Oh, we forgot to ask Shel, what's her favorite pajamas when she goes to bed?
My favorite pajamas are the ones with the feet in them. I call it my snowsuit. But I like being warm and cozy and have my feet covered at night.
I'm sure that Ava and Alara can identify with that.
Yes,
they can.
Good night.
Good night. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Don't forget your teddy bear.
Bye. Good night. Sleep tight. Good night.
So I'm all ready for a story from either Ava or La.
Exactly. And we were just talking about, speaking of dress up, which Shelly talked to us about. Dress up is when you have an imagination and you pretend that you're in a different world. You could pretend you're in the medieval times, or maybe in the palace, or maybe on an island far away, or maybe where?
Maybe your royalty.
Royalty, or maybe where else?
Candyland,
or maybe a rock star.
With the gumdrop trees and the candy bees singing blue, blue, bleach.
Yes. So, that is a wonderful opening for Ava. She's going to read Fancy Nancy.
And Spectacular Spectacles. It was written by Jane O'Connor, and the picture is based on the art of Robin Priest. Britain can't come over after school today. She's going to an eye doctor. In school, her eyes hurt a lot. It is very distressing. That's like upsetting, only fancier. I hope the eye doctor helps her. That night, Bree sends a note in our basket. I have a surprise the next day. I send back a note. Tell me, it says. Bree sends another note. You'll have to wait until tomorrow. I'm not very good at waiting. The next morning, I race over to Bree's house. She comes. Bree's wearing glasses. They are for reading. Her eyes won't hurt anymore. Ooh la la, I say. You look spectacular. That's a fancy word for Bree. Bree's glasses are lavender. That's fancy for light purple. And they glitter. Bree puts her glasses in a silver case. Her glasses and the case are both so fancy. At school, Bree tells our class about the eye doctor. Bree had to read a chart with lots of letters on it. The letters went from big to tiny. Glasses are like magic. I can read tiny stuff now, she says. Nothing looks blurry. Your glasses are most becoming, Mrs. Glass says. That's a fancy word I've never heard before. Miss Glass says it means pretty. I think Bree looks spectacular, I say. Then Mrs. Glass tells us that spectacles is another word for eyeglasses. Wow, Bree has spectacular spectacles. During math time, Bree wears her glasses. In the library, she wears her glasses. The eye doctor also gave Bree a little silk hanky for cleaning her glasses. It's pink with purple polka dots. I wish I had a hanky like that. I wish I had a silver case. Most of all, I wish I had lavender glasses with glitter. Then I start to wonder, maybe I do need glasses. At dinner, I'm pretty sure my food looks blurry. After dinner, I do a puzzle. It has tiny pieces, and it is very challenging. That's a fancy word for hard. I try squinting. Yes, I do think everything looks clearer now. Later, my mom comes into my room. I'm reading in the dark. That is very bad for your eyes, Mom says. I know, I say. Then I tell Mom about Bree. I bet she'll get a fancy necklace like the one Mrs. Glass wears. It's not fair, I say. I want glasses. My mom does not get mad. She says Bree has glasses because her eyes need them. Your eyes are fine. You are a lucky girl. I know that, but I still want them. Then I get an idea that is spectacular. My mom helps me. My old sunglasses have one lens, so I popped out the other. My glasses are just pretend, but don't I look fancy?
Ah, I love it. Don't you love it, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, so do I, because, you know, a lot of times some kids don't want to put glasses on, and so you showed them that you could still look very fancy with them on.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. And you can make anything fancy as long as you have the confidence and you dream and you imagine what you want to think about, what you want to wear, where you want to go. You can do anything. And this brings us into a favorite song called Fashion Junior High. Imagine junior high all about fashion and a big runway, as just like the hallways. Here we go, Fashion Junior High.
I'm ready.
We're set to get to school, 'cause learning is looking fun. I've got a cashmere class. Teachers.
just imagine Fancy Nancy with her spectacular spectacles running through the hallways, or what also can be known as the fashion runway.
I think we're getting these kids very tired, and they will soon fall asleep. But before we do that, do we have one more story from someone?
Oh, yes. We are talking about being glamorous, imagination, and Fancy Nancy with her spectacular spectacles, achieving your dreams. And here is Alara.
My book that I'm reading is Pinkalicious. It's by Victoria Kinn and Elizabeth Kinn. It was a rainy day, too wet to go outside. Mommy said, let's make cupcakes. What color do you want? Pink. I said, pink, pink, pink. Mommy put in some pink. More, I cried, more, more, more. I gobbled up a couple of cupcakes while Mommy and I frosted them. They were so yummy, they were pinkalicious. I offered one to Peter, my little brother, but he's very picky and he didn't want to eat his, so I ate it. Please, Mommy, can I just have one more? I begged when I woke up from my nap. You get what you get, and you do not get upset, she said. I got very upset. After dinner, I ate more cupcakes, then I refused to go to bed. Just one more pink cupcake, and I'll go to sleep, I promised. Daddy waved a tired finger at me. You have had enough. The next morning when I woke up, I was pink. My face was pink, my hands were pink, and my belly was the color of a sunset. Daddy saw I'd played with markers, so he gave me a bath. The pink did not come off. My hair was the color of raspberry sorbet. I cried because I was so beautiful. I even had pink tears. I put on my pink fairy princess dress and twirled in front of the mirror while my mommy speed dialed the pediatrician. I'm Tinkerbell, look at me. I'm Tinkerbell, I sang. Mommy grabbed her purse. Just one more cupcake, just please, just one more. I yelled on the way out the door. Mommy took me right to the doctor's office. Dr. Wink looked at me and said, you have a very rare and acute case of pinkititis. I guess that's not the worst thing that could happen. Call me Pinkerella. Then Dr. Wink said, for the next week, no more pink cupcakes, pink bubblegum, or pink cotton candy. Aw, boo-hoo. To return to normal, you must eat a steady diet of green food. Yuck. On the way home, we stopped at the playground. My friend Allison was there, but she didn't see me because I had blended in with the pink flowers. When I waved to Allison, a bumblebee landed on my nose. Buzz off! I am not a flower, I scolded the bee. Soon I was surrounded by bees, butterflies, and birds. Mommy, I cried, please take me home. When we left the playground, I asked Mommy if I could eat another pink cupcake when we got home. Don't you remember what the doctor told you? She said no more cupcakes. Peter tugged at my pink tail. I wish I was pink like you, he said. He was green with envy. That night, I pretended to eat my dinner of mushy dark green vegetables after everyone went to sleep. I sneaked into the kitchen, climbed onto a chair, and reached on my tippy toes to the top of the refrigerator where Mommy had hidden the cupcakes. I took just one more pink cupcake and ate it, and I licked the pink cupcake wrapper clean. When I woke up, it was the morning. I felt different. I ran to the mirror and peered at my reflection. I was a deeper pink than I had ever seen. In fact, I was no longer pink. I was red. Oh, no, not red, I screamed. I didn't want to be red. I should not have eaten that pink cupcake that last night. I wanted to be myself again. I knew what I had to do. I opened the fridge, held my nose, and squeezed a bowl of icky green relish onto my tongue. I ate pickles, spinach, and olives. Also, okra. I choked down artichokes, gagged on grapes, and burped up Brussels sprouts. The next thing I knew, my arms tingled and my ears tickled, and my feet twitched. I was no longer red. I was no longer pink. It was me, and I was beautiful. So what happened to the rest of the cupcakes, Pinkalicious? Daddy asked. Then Peter ran in and yelled, Pinkaboo!
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine being all pink.
I know. Can you imagine? I mean, we have our friend, and you know Starfish, who's orange, and she would wake up orange Or we even have Sana, who loves purple. She may wake up purple and she does the same thing that Alara did.
Wow, and that certainly takes imagination. Imagine being all pink when you wake up. Or imagine being all purple when you wake up. That is one, that could be a crazy dream, right, Anjuel?
It certainly helps solving your issue if you just want to eat and not share with anyone else.
Exactly. Well, I know the boys and girls are yawning out there because it's certainly getting time for their bedtime.
They have to, because I know the parents are already yawning too. So I know that we have some sleepy, sleepy children. We have Aylin, who always tries to fight with going to sleep. And we certainly have KK, who wants to sneak in doing some computer work. And then we have, Tony, who says with yawning, no, I'm not sleepy yet.
I know they're sleeping. And I think maybe Alara's mom wants to say hello.
Hello.
Hi. TV show time.
Hello.
I hear someone else.
That's great support. And that's exactly what Shelly talked
about. Hello. Hello, someone else. What do you think of your girls? What do you think of them today? What do you think of them today with being on a radio show?
They're probably so excited that their daughter has read a wonderful book on Pinkalicious, but they certainly hope their daughter doesn't turn pink.
Well, at least they got to had a chance to say hello, and I think that is so fabulous, and they will probably tuck them into bed tonight.
Exactly. Aunt Jewel, we learned so much today on Aunt Jewel's bedtime story. We learned about how to dream and what it's like to dream and what dreams can really allow you to accomplish.
And I think that that was wonderful because here we had an actress, Edna, who is a child, and I think that that's what, wasn't that what Edna, no, that was Alara. She wanted to be an actress, right?
Alara wanted
what?
To be an actress.
And then we had a fashion designer, and that's what Aiden wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what Ava wanted to do, exactly.
So they both cannot wait, I am sure, to go to bed today and dream.
Exactly. And Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, we love making new friends. And Aunt Jewel, do you want to play our favorite song?
Yes, and I want to also thank you for joining Blake Radio and having you on Blog Talk Radio. It's been such a pleasure for us, and we hope to see you each Sunday.
Exactly. Our favorite song, of course, is Friends. Because we love making new friends. We love keeping old friends. Ava and Alara have been friends since when, girls?
Since we were six.
6 years old. That is great, great friendship.
But before, she forgot and said it was five, which was just mean, so she's actually not a good friend.
Oh, no. They love to play, and they love to have wonderful, wonderful trips together. Right,
and
Ava?
Yeah.
And even if there's misunderstanding, before we even finish this radio show, you will make up.
Exactly. They are certainly great friends. Let's play our favorite song. And who is it by, Aunt Jewel?
We, of course, have the song by, is this going to be Randy Newman's song or is this going to be Colleen Bailey? Now, boys
of
and girls,
course.
You listen to
our
it every week, so you know.
Of course, our friend Randy Newman.
always, Randy.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Yes,
you got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too.
Maybe, I can't love others.
None of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by,
yes,
a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Yes, our friend.
You got a friend in me.
Boys and girls, take a look out your window. Do you see it? I know on the East Coast you see it, that flickering light. Yes, it's what you think it is. It's a star. So, as we look upon this star together, let's make a wish and dream about what we want to become. Boys and girls, Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey. Right, our favorite song. Right on, Jewel?
It certainly is. And good night, boys and girls. And, of course, this is brought to you by Blake Radio Network. Good night. See you next week.
Good night. Bye.
Oh, my girls. Good night. I know you brushed your teeth.
Bye.
Are you sleeping yet?
I am. Not yet.
We're almost. Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
And Starfish, I think we've done it again. We've done it.
Just like a star, blah, 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 blah.
Just Like a Star is certainly our favorite song. But we're going to have to go off into our favorite lullaby. Boys and girls.
Thank you.